CBS News Brief. Lawmakers are expressing fears following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. CBS's Nicole Killian.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she may start carrying a gun. She released some threatening voicemail messages she has received since the Kirk killing. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez canceling a political rally this weekend.
President's asking Congress for millions for more security for members of the executive and judicial branches. Days after Israeli targeted Hamas leaders, our Michael Toscano reports Secretary of State Rubio is in Tel Aviv today.
Rubio said Trump remains unhappy with the Israeli strike, but made a point of saying it will not shake U.S. support for Israel.
Scrolling on TikTok, no doubt you've seen the nostalgic 90s videos, but Deborah Rodriguez says beware.
No scooters, no e-bikes, just rollerblades.
Young people are falling for messages created by AI, proliferating on social media. If you didn't know better, you'd think the footage was real.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Pacific Media News, I'm Jolly Pittman. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Cryptocurrency ATMs or BTMs allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised.
Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections.
But we also know that folks need to know warning signs of a scam so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A big win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers came back to win 9-8 last night in 10 innings against the St. Louis Cardinals. So the Brewers won the series, and for the seventh time in 8 years, they are headed back to the postseason. They wrap up their series today against the Cardinals, then travel out west to play the Angels in L.A. Tuesday night. On Friday, they'll be in St. Louis to begin a three-game weekend series against the Cardinals, and then the following Monday, they'll be back home to start a series against the San Diego Padres. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers struggled on offense. Center Jake Renfro had to leave the game with an injury. The next two centers had trouble snapping the ball to quarterback Danny O'Neill. Alabama got rolling and beat the Badgers 38-14.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any patchy fog giving way to sunshine and highs in the mid and upper 70s. So a delightful Sunday afternoon. Light east winds. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Lows in the low to mid 60s. On Monday, quite a bit of sunshine. Mid and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Everybody, music of the stars. The biggest star we all know is Old Saul, and boy, is he bright today. Some might say she. Where'd we be without him? Think about it. I'm Lou Regani, your host on The Music of the Stars. We're approaching our second year over the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's an honor, a delight, and I'll be honest with you, I love doing this. And you're the best audience in town because you get it. Changing of seasons and all that stuff. It's bittersweet. It's summer that we're saying goodbye to. Not yet. That's in a week or so. All those pool parties, summer barbecues. And now, September, a meaningful month. A lot of quotes about this transitional time, Vars. But the thing I've noticed through all the people over the decades who say, oh, fall is my favorite season, that's fine. Why are all the songs so sad? Off we go now to the music of the stars. Speaking of stars, Judy Garland. Live in television. Remember television?
You know, some of the most beautiful poetry ever written in America can be found in the lyrics of our popular songs. One of the most outstanding examples can be found in a song called Lost in the Stars. Maxwell Anderson's lyric attempts to explain the universe and its creation to a small child in the simplest of terms, and I think you'll find his words to be as inspired and as touching as I always have. Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand, and one little star.
Times I miss you, never know.
the incomparable orchestra, the music of the stars. This is from Hollywood. Let me tell you, the orchestra is that of Billy Vaughn. You may have forgotten about Billy, but this will remind you. It's from a movie, a horror movie. I'll tell you more about it. Was Circus of Horrors. Yeah, I know. It charted at number 7 on Billboard. Nice tune. And Gary Mills had the hit.
When life doesn't seem worth the living, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there's no one beside you, for a star, when you know you're alone and so lonely, and your friends have traveled afar, there is someone waiting to guide you. Look for a star, for everyone has a lucky star that shines in the sky up above. Someone to love, a rich man, a poor man, a beggar, no matter whoever you are, there's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star.
And the orchestra, British band, with Gary Mills, number 7 on Billboard that year, 1960. Back in 60, when most of the singers seemed to have hiccups. Dinah Shore. The music of the star.
It was written in the stars. What was written in the stars shall be. It was written in the skies that the heart, not the eye, shall see. And so, whether it bring joy, whether it bring woe, it shall be done now. Suddenly I know you are the one. To have your love, or I'll never be free. And cloudy though the day be, crazy though I may be, what the stars foretold shall be. To have your love, or I'll never be free. And cloudy though the day, crazy though I may.
Martin movie right there called Cosba. No, I've never seen it, and frankly, Tony Martin, not my kind of popular song singer. But I got to give him this. Still at age 100, he was, after losing his wife, Sid Charisse, I'm back on the Broadway circuit and nightclubs, and Doris Day is next. From 1953, that was Harold Arlen.
The second star to the right shines in the night for you, to tell you that the dreams you plan really can. Star to the right shines with a light that's rare, and if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I'll know where you are, gleaming in the skies above. Leave time you say goodnight, we'll thank the little star that shines the second to the right.
Sammy Fain did the music and Sammy Kahn on lyrics, and Paul Weston and the orchestra, the music from Hollywood with Doris Day. Say, here's another one you may not have heard of him, from Taras Bulba, which is not a movie you expect a romantic tune from, but the High Lows, music from Milwaukee Style.
Shines only by day, at no other time, just by day. The wishing star can only be seen when true lovers kiss, so they say. You're
Kelly, Debbie Reynolds. From Singing in the Rain.
You are my lucky star. I saw you from afar. Two lovely eyes at me, they were beaming. I was dumbstruck. You are my lucky charm. I'm lucky in your arms. You open heaven's portal. Our noise for this poor mortal. You, oh baby, my lucky star.
Nashua Herb Brown wrote that along with Arthur Freed. Nashua wrote Temptation, big hit for Perry Como. Stars and more stars and more stars.
Stars up above. Shine, shine, shine on my love. Stars, stars, stars up above. Bring back my love to me.
Look up at heaven and softly
Jenkins in the orchestra with the Andrews Sisters. The music of Debussy. This is Norman Luboff. Debussy and Norman Luboff. You know, Norman is from Chicago, and I saw him live at the Parkside Theater in Kenosha, and they warned us, do not make recordings. I'm kind of sorry I didn't run a bootleg, I must tell you. What a concert that was, and a full house. Glenn Miller. Ray Eberle.
Story that night of love and glory, a night that left my heart romantic scars. We stood so near to heaven that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hour when love began to flower with moonlight through the trees like silver bars. And as the moon grew older, I reached across your shoulder and gathered you a handful of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips and stars fell in your eyes. Made a halo of your hair. Suddenly you looked at me and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into my. Caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of
star. Blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of
Some of you recognize Jackie Gleason's orchestra with Artie Melvin. Who's Artie Melvin? A name you never heard of. Okay, maybe a couple of you. I didn't either until I did some research. Artie was a singer and put together the Artie Melvin Vocal Orchestra. Here's Barbara Streisand. Now this is something from Funny Girl.
Okay. Streisand thing. Fanny Brice, Frank Sinatra.
If the lady's naughty but proper, if the lady's chicer than chic, if her escorts must wear a topper, and each man's the man of the week, if she rides around in a brand new foreign car, the chances are if the lady's utterly charming, if the lady's chummy with kings, if her whims are close to alarming, and it's known she's thrown a few things, if they've got a drink with her name in Chili's bar, the chances are caviar. If the lady's someone with the same credentials, someone with the same essentials, someone who is worshipped from afar, she's a genuine positive, totally marvelous, perfectly wonderful. She's a great big, great big star.
you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kinda jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Oscar winner, Going My Way. Johnny Burke wrote that.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star and carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's coarse and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. Would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You could be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Thank you.
music of the stars. Stick around till high noon, Central. See, I got some stuff for you. Remember the 70s? Come on, admit it. Welcome back to 1975, when we come back from news. Those were kind of great times in their own way. They had Monty Python, Flying Circus. A whole lot more than that. Let's talk about it when we come back. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide, civicmedia.us. The music of the stars returns.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In Phoenix, supporters of Charlie Kirk are showing up to a makeshift memorial mourning his death.
It hurts me that people have so much hatred in their hearts.
A public memorial service will be held a week from today at State Farm Stadium. President Trump says he will attend. Secretary of State Rubio's in Israel, the trip taking place after Israel launched an attack against Hamas leaders meeting in Doha. The BBC's Wira Davies.
There's no doubt that the U.S. regards that Israeli attack against the Hamas leadership in Qatar as a mistake, as an error. Benjamin Netanyahu, we understand, has already had a very difficult, frosty phone call rebuked by Donald Trump.
Dina Demetrius with a preview of the Emmys tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
With 27 nominations, the dystopian Apple TV series Severance is likely to dominate the evening, with stiff competition from HBO Max's medical series The Pitt.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Don Rosenstock.